a lot of things in my mind.
Do you?
Just because he's got a lot of things in his mind doesn't mean they're all, they're just in there. Yeah. Doesn't mean they're moving or anything. Yeah. They're just there. Just
a stalemate.
Stalemate, pretty much.
Yeah. I could have 100 flies in my mind. Doesn't mean I'm intelligent.
Exactly. Very, very big brain. Smooth as eggs.
Smooth as eggs.
Some thought it was an actual egg when I was born. They were very confused.
I thought you were a potato.
I still think I am sometimes.
I had that picture of you as a baby. You were like literal butterball.
Just a potato.
Like
I think I know exactly what.
Like he literally looked like baby from Dinosaurs. Like that's really what he looked like.
Is it the one with me with the Dallas Cowboy blanket? Yes. I know exactly what photo you're talking
about. You look like baby from Dinosaurs.
Yeah. I was a chunky little bastard. Yeah.
Sheesh! You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, my default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think this is for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit. Man, like that's it's that show is so far back in my mind that all I can remember is scenes. I can't even remember
I don't remember how it started. I don't remember the theme song. I don't remember nothing.
I remember the character. I don't remember the names. I can see all of them. This is the dad, the mom, the sister, the brother, the baby. And then that's all I remember. I mean, the main family is all I remember. So I guess I don't remember that much about the show.
I don't think many people do. Like, it's just like, it was such a
that time
background show. Like, it wasn't like a front runner.
It wasn't like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I'm really interested in knowing about.
That's a front runner.
I don't think so.
I got to go on a trip.
Ed and Eddie.
Going on a trip.
Eddie, good
favorite rocket ship.
Such a good show.
It was. I loved Ed and Eddie, man.
That's probably what partially made me who I am today.
Did you try and eat too many jawbreakers and get head trauma?
I think getting too much head trauma to eat jawbreakers.
You were very into Dragon Tales.
When he said like that show was in the back of my mind, the first thing that went on was Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales. And I was like, no, get back down there. Stay in the basement.
Dragonland.
Dude, this show was on TV for 4 years. There's 4 seasons of Dinosaurs. So, I mean,
starring Jacob Kevley as the baby.
As the baby.
I wish baby.
Like, that's all I remember is the fucking baby's
voice.
Then
where's my money?
I don't think they had
child labor laws.
No, I don't think they had what's that? What is it that you get like when, like from shows airing, continuing to air?
Oh, royalties?
Yeah. Royalties, that's what it was.
I mean, it's kind of hard to pay dinosaurs. They are extinct.
Yeah. That's fair. Well, I was a baby though, so it was okay.
I tried really hard on that one and no one laughed.
Speaking of not laughing, welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Exactly. Hey, you can't keep saying that. We're actually getting better. There's lists. There's lists.
That is true. We are on a list.
We're on two lists.
We're on two lists. And we're not on the bottom of those lists.
No, we're in the.
We're almost halfway.
Like mid running.
We're middle of the pack.
Yeah, we're. Yeah, we are average.
We make waves, but not significant ones.
Yeah. We make ripples.
We're like splashes.
Yeah, we're just kind of dipping our toes in.
Yeah, like when a faucet drips.
Yeah, we're letting just little ripples out.
Just little.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So anyway, hey, what's up? I'm Cameron.
I think you need to finish introducing the show.
No, I don't. You know,
Facebook, you know the thing.
Yeah,
come on.
You know
actually, not
stuff.
Facebook. Go other places.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Just let's forget about the Facebook. Yeah. Facebook sucks.
Yeah, DM me on Twitter.
Just DM me on Twitter.
don't give out the handle or anything. Just DM me on Twitter.
They're on the show. They'll figure it out.
Absurdity.
6ix9ine. Or you could just type in Absurdity Podcast and you'll find it. Mm-hmm. So either way.
Send us an email.
Also on Instagram. We don't really get a lot of traffic there either.
Fax us.
Twitter seems to be the biggest traffic area right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to stick with the Twitter. Twitter.
Bird app.
Twitterverse.
Skype.
So, you know, do that thing. If you want to watch the videos of the show, go on YouTube at Absurd Entertainment.
Add me on Kick.
Please don't add him on Kick. Please do not feed this kick man. Is. Kick is like,
what is kick?
It's like anonymous chatting, or it's like you can anonymously chat, but it's like it's like another school, messaging service.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's like find people in your area. Nice you can do that. Yeah, it's weird, man. The internet's a strange place.
Sounds problematic.
It is.
It very much is.
That's problematic.
It's very, very problematic. I knew a lot of older men that would hit on the girls in my high school while I was in high school.
No.
That was, and he was selling them weed.
Yeah. I was really more comfortable with that statement when I thought it was going to be really old men hitting on me, as in like you. But yeah, it took a turn.
High school girls.
And I was just like,
Yuck.
Yikes.
I just wanted some weed.
There you go. No, it's bad. It's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I haven't heard of it.
That and WhatsApp.
Until now.
I don't know what WhatsApp either.
WhatsApp, I feel like that's used more for work, but it's basically the same thing.
I know what LinkedIn is.
It's not the same thing.
We have a LinkedIn.
We have a LinkedIn.
I don't know why. I just thought, hey, get as many social media platforms as possible.
I have a LinkedIn.
I haven't.
Algorithm, baby.
I haven't done anything on it, but we have one.
Hacker man.
I don't understand like the span of LinkedIn. Like I understand this. Like it's because there was a weird dating aspect to LinkedIn.
No, I've heard that too.
Yeah, there's a weird dating. Yeah, yeah. Wow. I don't know anything about it, but I've heard about this.
I've heard it's. It's strange. I think that any social media app can be used as like trying to hit on somebody.
I mean, look at OnlyFans. OnlyFans wasn't meant for what it got turned into.
Well, yeah, they actually wanted to ban porn, but then they realized that's like their only source of income.
Literally, yeah, no one uses it for anything but that. We tried to, but
there's some people.
We didn't.
Yeah, I think there's still OnlyFans out there that aren't porn, but some of them, I mean,
there's a lot of yoga instructors.
Yeah, there's a lot of workout fitness instructors and things like that. Because I mean, that's kind of what it started as was for fitness.
That's why everyone uses Patreon now, because Patreon's not
It doesn't have that connotation.
As much. So I mean, speaking of Patreon, go subscribe on Patreon.
Yeah, go subscribe to Patreon, Absurdity guys.
Pod.
$1 a month.
Yeah, $1 a month. You get off the rails every other week.
Yep. Man, I still need to find someone to do some stickers.
We need some stickers.
You know, we'll send them out a sticker pack every month or some shit like that.
Freshly licked by me.
Why would you lick a sticker?
That's a promise.
Why would you lick a sticker, though? You don't need to lick a sticker.
Just because I can.
Like, I am reminded of that episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza is, like, going to get married. And then they get those, like, special envelopes and his wife licks all of them and then she dies because the glue poisoned her.
Oh, yes. The glue poison. The infamous glue poison.
Yeah, the infamous glue poisoning. I don't know. That's just where my mind went right then with Seinfeld.
I don't think I've ever sat through an entire episode of Seinfeld.
I haven't either.
Really? You like Friends, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I also like Friends, but it's also because Friends has always been in the vicinity.
Seinfeld was too, man.
No, like, not in our household, no.
I don't know, I just...
His friends. A lot of friends. Like, a lot of Jennifer Aniston and her nipples.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's what sucked me in. And I just stayed for Chandler's jokes.
I wish that would suck me in, too.
Nah, I just never got into Friends, but Seinfeld, like, loved Seinfeld. Yeah. I still love Seinfeld.
I don't know.
I've seen his newest stand-up, it's not too bad.
He just needs to go back to writing a show about nothing.
He did apologize for the B movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Really?
I never watched it, so that's why I'm saying I don't know why.
It's about a
bee. Doesn't
a
woman have sex with a bee?
Getting it on.
Yeah. Doesn't she literally like divorce the husband for a bee?
Everyone has their personal preferences.
I mean, but a bee. We were talking last week about
they're important for the world.
About how furries are bad, but now we're going straight bestiality.
Ooh,
is it bestiality though?
That's a good
one. I mean, it is a living...
Is a bee a beast?
Bee's an animal.
Is it? It's an insect.
Insects are animals.
Are they?
Part of the animal kingdom?
Yeah. Are they?
Question mark?
Insects are friends.
Are they?
Fact checker.
I mean, fact checker, yeah. Does it allude to the fact that they banged? Oh, okay. Well, that's a little problematic. I mean, maybe if they just wanted to have a good close friendship, then yeah, that's fine.
He just wanted a little honey.
Oh, he did it. He did the joke. I didn't like it, but he did it.
Yeah, you'll get used to it. It's fine. It grows on you like a tumor.
Oh.
Like a cancerous cell.
I mean, it does grow on you. That is true. That is a fact.
And I'm spreading fast, baby.
Yikes. Really? A train already? Like, we just started.
Yeah, our one already passed by. This is the second one.
This is the second one of the night.
Yeah. This is the second one within 5 minutes. Like, one literally just passed by.
Were we recording on the first
one?
Yeah. Oh. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, it was super quiet.
No.
It didn't.
Well, then that's how they all should be. This is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah.
We're trying to record it. We're trying to be professionals here.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I mean, we are professional podcasters.
I think you have to be a full-time podcaster to be a professional podcaster.
No. Why? Why would you have to be? Why?
We get money from it.
Yeah. We get paid to do it.
A little bit. A very, very, very little bit.
There might be some work labor laws going on here, but
I think to be professional, you should have to be able to live off that profession.
No. That's not true.
No. Like, there's professional actors that
can't live off their acting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, whatever you do. I mean, we are technically professional podcasters.
I mean, there was a professional NFL player that was working a second job because what he got paid for the NFL wasn't enough.
How much money is he spending?
Well, look at rookie contracts. If you're like one of the last, like, if you're an undrafted rookie, like, you're not getting paid a lot.
No.
They probably give you like $100,000 for like 4 years.
Yeah, that's more than my salary.
For 4 years, that's $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. That's so rough. Yeah. And there's actually a...
At that point, don't be a quarterback. Fucking retire.
There's an offensive lineman for the Chiefs that's also a doctor.
That's smart.
That's just impressive.
I mean, a lineman's career isn't that long.
No.
Like, well, it's hard.
He took off last year because he was like, I'm going to be a doctor.
Yeah, I got a doctor.
I'm going to help all this COVID stuff.
I don't know how much I trust my doctor that has had repeated head trauma.
It's an offensive lineman. You don't get that near as much head trauma.
Yeah, the hits aren't like that.
It's not like a running back or a wide receiver where you're getting
well, yeah, but still,
you don't get tackled as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, you don't. When you're an offensive lineman, you
not an offensive lineman.
Not a linebacker if he's trying to go through.
Yeah, but they don't. I mean, you're hitting a helmet with your hand.
Yeah, you're more, like I said, in offense, you're in a position.
Yeah, you're
like,
more trying to hold somebody down.
Arms, yeah. Your arms are getting the brunt of everything, not your head.
Yeah, I've been a lineman.
But
I'm not saying you haven't. I'm just, but I mean, clearly you didn't understand.
Because I've suffered head trauma.
But you also played.
Running back and linebacker.
There you go.
And all special teams.
There you go.
Yep.
All positions that have head trauma.
Like I said, because when like
my life's head trauma. What do you mean?
I mean, like when a running back lowers his head to go for a trucking, as a linebacker, you're going to get hit in the head. And also as a running back, you're going to get hit in the head.
Yeah.
But an offensive lineman's not going to get near as much head trauma.
In fairness, when I was a running back, I hit one of my offensive linemen. I'm pretty sure I hurt his head.
There's a huge difference.
I mean,
though.
There's chances of you hitting their head, but it's the likelihood of you getting head trauma as an offensive lineman are way lower than any other position.
We had this really big lineman named Luis when I was in. I don't even think I was playing high school football yet. I think I was playing like junior high football, but I was sitting there, and the play was that I was going to go. Like, take the ball and just run straight into the end zone. We're on, like, the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to run straight in there. Well, Luis couldn't get his guy out of the way. So I just duck my shoulder, and I say, I'm sorry. And I just hit him full force in the center of the back and just knock him over and roll over him to get the touchdown. And he was like, oh, my God.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
And yeah, he was just sitting there, he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, but
mm-hmm.
I got the touchdown. And he just gave me, like, a half high five. He's like, yeah, man. Cool.
No, and nobody heard that because he wasn't near his mic, so that's good.
It's fine. neither was Luis.
Whoo.
Anyways, I'm Cameron.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast. Let's restart.
From the top.
I don't even. Oh,
it's okay. You started from the bottom.
I broke. I broke. I got broken.
His brain
got head trauma.
Hey guys, it's Jake here.
Yeah, I'm Cameron. Let's just move on.
Hi, I'm Cam. Jake, you can go ahead and go, brother.
Oh, hey guys, Jake here. Did you know the hashtag symbol is technically called the octothorpe
or pound?
It also called pound. The octo prefix refers to the 8 points. On the popular symbol, but the Thorpe remains a mystery.
Jim Thorpe Award.
One theory claims that it comes from the Old English word for village, based on the idea that the symbol looks like a village surrounded by 8 fields. Also sounds like a lot of people were on mushrooms and then they decided to do this.
But it doesn't look like a... It just looks like a square surrounded by not complete squares.
I'm surprised it was never called like a, just a star. Oh, a hashtag. What am I thinking? I was thinking like an asterisk. As I'm reading my own thing.
He couldn't remember his own fact.
It's in front of me.
I know. So that's even worse.
It is much worse.
You couldn't remember the fact that you have right in front of you.
It says the word hashtag. I'm like, asterisk?
The star?
Oh, man.
The bishop, yeah.
There we go. What's up, guys? DK here. And this weekend, I'm not too proud to admit, but I'm going to still say it anyways. I theoretically helped Adolf Hitler rise to power.
I'm curious.
But he's already dead.
Is he?
Have you all played the ever heard of the game Secret Hitler?
No.
No, it is a, it's actually a really, really fun game. And it is a, this is an ad for Secret Hitler.
But when I say something about liking Nazis, like I'm problematic.
Hey, it's a board game.
You like them, but you weren't supportive of them and you didn't help them. He helped them.
Yeah, he's helping them.
Yeah, exactly. So be supportive.
The fascists will rise. I played this game called Secret Hitler this weekend. It is a board game where.
Sounds like the worst game of Secret Santa.
No, it's hilarious. So
you get a shower and you get
getting the gas chamber.
There are no gas chambers in Secret Hitler. So Secret Hitler is a fun game that it's like, I wish we had a couple extra people to come on to play it. Like, we should do it for a Patreon, I think.
Okay.
But so
here's to hoping Jake gets the gas chamber.
But anyways, Secret Hitler is a game where you split up like your party. Like you need to have like six people. I mean, you can play with like less, but that's how it's really fun. But the more you have it, the better, like up to 10. We had 10 and it was a shit show, but it was a good shit show. So what you do is like in the beginning of the game, everyone is given a different like identity card and player card. And the team is split up into four fascists and then the rest are all liberals. So you can play. It was like how we were playing is there were four fascists and six liberals. No one knows who they are except there's one of the fascists is Hitler. Hitler doesn't know who the other fascists are, but the three fascists know who Hitler and all the fascists are.
Who Hitler is?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So the whole point of the game is to like have either the liberals or the fascists win, and you go around each person like there's a president and a chancellor, and that just those roles rotate around the whole game, and so the president picks three cards. Of those three cards, takes two, gives them to the chancellor. The chancellor picks which one. And all those are, it is a liberal policy or a fascist policy. And it's not like they're actual policies. It's just, that's the point system.
Yep. Oh, vaccine mandates.
Yeah, exactly. but but it ends up getting to the point, because like you don't know who's on the team and you're trying to get as many points as you can. Mm-hmm. And then once the fascists get 3 points, they can start killing people off. Like, and then there's also little perks that every once in a while you get to look at, you get to pick who someone else's cards are and you can look at them and then you can tell the whole table what they are, or you can be an asshole and play chaos. Like I did the whole time.
You've played the Hillary card. You can kill two people for free.
So it's just, I saw some of my most calm, like well demeanored friends become savages, like just at each other's throats. It was so fun. It was so great. And I just like stirred the pot because I played, no matter what side I was on, I was just like trying to make it kind of even, mm-hmm. Which I mean, is a way to play it. It's not a way to win it, but it's a way to play it and have fun. But it's just chaos. And if you play as a fascist, you get to help Hitler rise to power.
I'll say the way I play Uno is I collect as many cards as I can. I destroy everyone's lives. I think I would enjoy that game.
No, it's very, very fun. Like I said, it's a game of, you know, you can play it honest. You can be a liar. You can accuse every. It's just It's good. It's like, it's I really just
accuse everybody.
That's the best way to go about
just
it.
For, just for fun.
Yeah. Like, I'd be
that's
like,
too,
oh,
that's too meta.
Like someone says something and you're just like, oh, that sounds like something a liberal would say. Oh, that sounds like a
hashtag canceled.
Exactly. But no, it's a very, very fun game.
You're sounding real sus right now.
Someone
yeah. No, that word gets tossed around the table a lot.
I imagine.
Because I mean, that's essentially all it is the final, the last phase or the second phase of Among Us. It's just
yeah.
Who did it? Who is it?
Who has the mustache?
Exactly.
Whichever you is.
It was Colonel Mustard in the library
yeah.
with the pipe wrench.
Laying the pipe.
Perhaps.
That is what one would do with a pipe wrench.
Oh, fuck me.
That could be taking the pipe out.
My body's still killing me.
His body?
My body. It's dying.
Are you not going to reveal what?
Why are you dying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't mentioned in the show the fact that I've, you know, gone into a car crash. In the time period, it would be almost 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
In this time period.
Oh, in this
timeline.
Whoa!
Yeah, listen, yeah, we're traveling a different timeline. Yeah. There's an alternate universe right now.
Oh, man.
In this timeline, it was 2 weeks ago.
Guys, yeah. You guys have been playing too much D&D.
Yeah. But,
revealed that to the audience.
I didn't say anything about... I just said you guys have been playing too much D&D. You're true. The one who spilled the beans, champ.
I didn't spill anything.
Sus.
Now all this has to be cut. Unless you might be a fascist. But yeah, so at a crisp 4:20, 4:30-ish in the morning, I was, you know, driving up a hill in a rainstorm. So as I'm coming up this hill, it's a hill that goes up into a forested area. And so when you look at the hill, like, it cuts pretty quickly into the forested area. So it's kind of a blind spot. You can't really see what's coming until you get up to it. As I started coming up to the forested area, I see this buck kind of peek his head behind a tree. Like, yo, what's up? And I'm used to seeing doe and bucks and various creatures like out in the morning because, I mean, it's the morning time. It's the time the cars aren't supposed to be around. So I'm used to them like not coming into the road. Like, they're used to seeing cars, so they kind of just stay off to the side. They watch you and they kind of give you like a creepy side eye. And you go about your day. Well, this buck decided he wanted to chase my car side to side as I'm making this turn. So as I'm driving, he's just next to my car going forward. And then at like the peak of the turn, he turns into me. And I do a very slight turn to the left to like try to avoid him. Well, at this time, my back tires, because I had an only front wheel drive car, my back tires immediately start hydroplaning. And, you know, they go a little left, go a little right, and then they go full left to where I am now facing a rocky cliff. And I hit the wall and my tires catch in the ditch and I roll 4 or 5 times and land upside down with a sledgehammer flown out the window about 10 yards, 15 yards behind my car. And then in the middle of the road, and then my propane tank even farther than that. In the other side of the road, in the other ditch, and then my fender about 10, 15 yards in front of my car up in a tree.
Hell yeah.
My toolbox upside down, tools everywhere, styrofoam everywhere, a bag of long zip ties I had. All the zip ties came out, so there were zip ties everywhere, like probably like 150 zip ties. Dozens upon dozens of quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies and hopes and dreams and ambitions all thrown about that car. Meanwhile, I am completely straight-faced, gripping onto the steering wheel, mind completely blank until I land upside down. And I don't think I was startled. I wasn't scared. I was disappointed.
Like, my fucking car.
No, not even that. It was more of just like a, it would be today. Because I had already had a moment where, like, every time I tried to walk around my house, I kept on accidentally like kicking my fan and it would fall over. So I grabbed my fan. I just threw it out of the way. I was like, get out of my way. And like, I was just like bumping into things. It was making me irritated. It was a bad morning to begin with. And then this happened. So I'm just straight faced, like, this feels right.
My biggest question about the whole thing is, did you still have those razor blades in your backseat?
Yes.
You're lucky one of those didn't slice your neck open.
I'm lucky the sledgehammer didn't cave my skull in, or the propane tank didn't detonate, or the entire dash didn't crush my knees.
The propane, have you filled the propane tank?
No, but it's still filled with fumes.
I'd be more afraid about that hitting you in the head.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that propane tank's been sitting for like 2 years with nothing in it. I doubt it has fumes left in it.
There was a lot of things in that car that could easily kill me. If I wouldn't have my seatbelt on, I would be dead. Like, there was no question
about it. One time I got in his car, he had four razor blades just sitting in the back seat.
Yeah, man, you gotta do coke. That's your break. That's your coke break razor blade.
If the glove compartment would have broken, a hatchet would have gone flying too.
Why do you have so many deadly items in your vehicle?
Don't fuck with me.
Like, if I flipped my truck, I don't think there's anything in my vehicle right now that would kill me.
Same right now.
Well, yeah.
But actually, no, I saw my toolbox in my car, so that would kill me.
There's nothing that would kill me inside my vehicle.
Not right now. The other day, I was driving around with a propane tank, so I had to get my propane tank filled. So that would have fucking sucked.
That'd have killed you.
my boss looked very confused when I walked into work with, you know, my safety glasses on, my ear pro in, my mask on, my pant leg ripped down the leg completely, widespread, just slapping me in the leg. I'm limping with my left arm just kind of to my side, just limping up to him, be like, "Hey, boss, so I got into a crash." He's just staring at me like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I got into a crash.
And then I texted him that afternoon. I'm like, "Hey, so it still kind of like hurts to walk or breathe." But I'm going to try to come into work tomorrow. And he was like, "Dude, no, don't rest."
I woke up that morning to texts from you and from our dad saying almost the exact same thing.
Almost the exact same thing.
There were some details that were different on both. He texts us saying he rolled his car 5 times. My dad texts me and my sister saying he rolled his car 4 times. Then he sent 2 pictures to us. My dad sent 3 pictures to me. I was like, these guys aren't on the same page.
Stories aren't syncing up. Numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
In fairness, the story I was telling was I rolled my car 4 or 5 times. So I picked a number, he 12. Picked a number.
You should have said 12.
Mm-hmm. That would be much less believable.
No.
You know what? 2005 Kia Sorano, like, it's pretty believable.
Yeah, those things.
They're very light.
Your car was a piece of shit.
I will say, it took a forklift a good, like, 10 minutes to get the rear door open because the lock is so fucking sturdy. Literally, the door is completely shredded. The
only thing on his vehicle that's sturdy. Yeah,
was the rear lock. Literally, the door had shredded. It had split like a banana peel where you had the inside metal and the outside metal. It split completely, started ripping up the floorboard of it, and the lock was still attached to it. I'm like, oh my God. He was literally ramming it with a forklift. He would put the forklift into it and then lift it. The entire back of the car would come up and he would slam it down. This door would not open. And then when he got it open, there was nothing in there I needed.
No, what you should have done was when he did that, I'd be like, "Bro, quit damaging my car.
My car, bro.
Can you be a little easy?
I need my car."
Hey, it was a very, very long day for me.
Sounds like it, man.
I had to walk into a dealership still with a IV mark on my arm and my hospital bracelet on and be like, "I need a new car. Sell me a car. I crashed like 5 hours ago."
Our sister probably thinks that I'm the biggest a-hole on the planet because I was talking to you in our group chat, but in the group chat that my dad sent to me and my sister, I didn't say a single word. I never replied once because I was already talking to him directly about it. So I was like, I have no need to talk to them about it.
They don't need to know.
So she's probably like, "Wow, he didn't say a single word."
He must not care.
He's mourning in silence.
I mean, I 100% talk to you way more than she does. So,
funny thing that happened was, like, so after the crash, the first thing I was worried about was my toolbox. Like, I look back and I see that it is, I say upside down, but technically by orientation, it was right side up. It was upside
on the roof.
It was upside down on the roof. So technically it was right. I was wrong. Technically I was seated on the floor. Well, no, I was right too. Identically. But, I look back and it is empty. Completely empty. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I have like $600 in this bag, and this bag is fucking empty. I look, I open up the door and I see the sledgehammer, various pieces of my car, my fender, a propane tank, a gas mask bong. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find everything. So I'm on my hands and knees rummaging in the dark because I don't know where my phone is yet either. The first thing I look for is my tools. I'm going through glass and dirt and mud just to find my tools. And then
it's like a scene from Jurassic Park.
I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking in my head as I was doing it. And also somehow already spiders had begun to go off of the bottom of my car and start to like hang.
Like, oh, so I'm new like, home.
So I'm like flicking spiders. Like, yeah, it's like I was cursed or something. So I start flicking these spiders away from me. They're just hanging down.
It's a giant mayfly.
I get my phone and I'm unable to call anybody because I'm in a dead zone. There was no phone service. There's no internet service. I don't know what road I'm on. I technically don't like know. I know I'm in Rogers County. I didn't know I was in Chelsea already. So I really don't know where Chelsea is or how big Chelsea is. I don't know things about locations. It's something that's like always goes over my head when someone tells me like a road. I'm like, I don't know. No. Landmark. Give me a landmark. But so I get my phone. I'm trying to call dad. I'm not being able to get a hold of anybody. The next thing I know, there's just a dude next to me. He's like, hey, man. I'm like, holy shit. Hey. He was like, are you all right? No, he didn't ask if I'm all right. He said, are you alone?
Uh-huh.
And oh. I, yeah, yeah. And he asked,
wait, that's the first thing he asked you?
Yes.
Ooh, that's.
He says, hey, man, are you alone? He asked that like three times. I'm
maybe he thought someone was still trapped in the car.
Yeah, I think he's making sure that nobody else is injured because he sees me rummaging around. Yeah,
you alone?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't answer him the first two times. I'm sitting like, and he's like, are you alone? I'm like, yes, I'm alone.
We about to do last house on the left.
I was saying
wrong answer, thud.
And he was in at
now
this
you
point
in my basement.
At this point, he's in between me and my only weapon, which is the sledgehammer that's about like 10 yards away from me.
Oh no!
Because I don't think about the hatchet that's in the upside down glove compartment. Actually, I don't even want to open up that because the hatchet would fall.
Wait, are you still upside down at this point?
The car is. Yeah.
No, you.
No, at this point, I've already started rummaging through things. Okay. Look, I grabbed my phone.
You're still like hanging upside down by the seat, and he's like, hey, you alone?
But thankfully, he, when he asks, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm waiting for somebody right now. He leaves, and he calls 911, and he gets the fire department. So the Chelsea Fire Department gets there. I'm sitting there on the hood of my car, just wide open driver's side door, and I'm eating a piece of string cheese. And the fireman gets there and I say, hey man, you want a piece? It's one of the first things I say.
You want to hit a diss?
And then he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like my back hurts. My chest hurts. Besides that, I'm perfectly fine. And he was like, so you're able to like, so you can walk around and everything. I'm like, yeah, he goes through the normal stuff. Like, did you lose consciousness? Do you feel violent tendencies towards people? And I always want to say yes. I'm just like, inherently, yes, I do. But this is not the time to talk about my issues.
But this is normal to every day.
Not related to right
not
now.
Not related to the wreck. Yes. This is just my everyday life.
When the fire department, not the fire, when the police officer gets there, he gets there and he was like, hey man, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, you know, hell of a morning. Like
having a great time.
I really want to be like, I'm really splendid. Like it's been fabulous.
The stranger really missed a good opportunity for a storytelling first liner. He could have just walked up and be like, hey, look like you got yourself in a bit of trouble there.
I remember like fucking Canadians.
Oh, like the best opening line for a predicament. Yeah. Well, I want to know how this guy drove up and walked up behind you without you ever knowing he was there.
I bet you were still.
I was a little shell shocked.
Yeah, he was a little bit.
I'm rummaging through the remains of like, what I own.
The fact that this guy walked all the way up to your shoulder and was like, "Hey, you alone?"
Well, and also the driver's side passenger door is open. I'm not in the driver's side door. I'm in the passenger door with the door open with my face down, just rummaging through things with my phone flashlight on. So those, and again, it's raining pretty decently. So I hear a lot of rain hitting the metal bottom of my car for the first time in my life.
It's a weird sound.
There's a lot of new noises I'm getting accustomed to.
Along with, hey, you alone? Yeah. Hey.
You alone.
By the way, this guy looked like the kind of guy that would kidnap me.
Were you standing up when he came up?
No, I'm on my hands and knees.
So he came behind you.
No, he's leaning over the bottom of the door, which is technically the top of the door at this point.
I thought maybe
he's leaning over neighbor in a Home Improvement.
I thought maybe he came down and came over your shoulder and was like, "Hey, you alone?"
Hey, he just taps on my shoulder. "Hey, bro."
He grabs you by the hips and ruins your life.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch that one.
All the firefighters and the police officer were all just like, "Yeah, he has a pretty good outlook on this right now." Because I'm just sitting there the entire time, I'm just trying to crack really bad one-liners, trying to get these guys to laugh. It was working. I made a couple of them giggle.
This guy must be the least funny person on a podcast.
They're like, "Wait, I've heard those bad jokes before." Absurdity? You're the asshole that wears sunglasses at 7 p.m., right?
Are you the cringy fuck?
How was that cum dump?
That's what the stranger should have said.
Hey, you go to the cum dump yet?
You wanna?
Oh, no.
Because you about to.
Oh, no.
Oh. I went to an ambulance ride that I didn't want to get into.
Yeah, that's a $5,000 ride.
I'm still waiting to find out if the VA is going to cover it or not.
They won't.
I'll find out by Wednesday.
Look over
the request is in.
They'll cover $100.
Because the hospital did the request themselves, I have a better chance of it. Because they put in the majority of the needed information except for the treatment code saying what they did for me. Which was nothing whatsoever. So the firemen said, I told them, "Hey, I feel fine, I'm good." And they were like, "We recommend that you get checked out."
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you're recommending it, fine, whatever.
I would just the last time I've only been in one wreck and it was similar. We were in an SUV and we rolled three times. But I told them I'm declining your health, but I immediately went to urgent care to get checked out there. Cause I was hurt, but there's things about you can have internal stuff that happens in car wrecks that you don't even know about.
Oh yeah, I 100% know that I bruised the left side of my ribs very badly. It still hurts to breathe and laugh and cough.
But yeah, it's just
exactly the three things that I do.
As long as I'm conscious,
the three things that I do.
Yeah, as long as I'm conscious, I do not want an ambulance. I could be bleeding profusely. I'll be like, "Tourniquet, let's go."
just drive fast with your flashers on. We're good to go.
Yeah, I'll call the cops now and let them know we're coming.
But maybe Matt is they put in I don't know what it's called, the IV cap.
Yeah.
Where they plug into the IV.
Yeah.
They put that in my arm. I never had an IV put in me.
It's kind of protocol.
It fucking hurt because he wasn't delicate about it at all.
Yeah.
I was like, "Dude, I just rolled my car 5 times. Can you at least be a little delicate?"
They consider that an emergency situation. So that, they're just doing it quickly.
I literally walked onto the stretcher, stretched on the stretcher, and then put my arms crossed them like this and waited for them to buckle me up as I'm talking to them. It's this is less of an emergency than it feels like.
But I think they have to treat every situation as if it's an emergency to keep that practice up.
I should have never told them that my knee hurt because that's why they cut open my leg. And I was like,
"You mean your pants? They didn't cut open your leg." Semantics. I told him my knee hurt, so they just took the kneecap out.
The whole thing.
I literally said, "I think I cut my knee a little bit." So they cut. They half-ass attempted to. They did this. They lightly grabbed my leg and then gave it a tug like that. And they're like, "Oh, we can't get it up. Can we cut your pants?" I was like, "Dude, I could just give me a second. I can do it for you."
Yeah. Like, "Yes, if you buy me a new pair."
They didn't. Disrespectfully.
Of course they didn't. They're not gonna.
And then they're gonna make you pay.
Yeah.
They're gonna cut your pants and make you pay.
They're gonna make you pay for them cutting your pants.
No, probably they will.
Yeah.
That was work they didn't have to do.
Scissor operation. $600.
Yeah, we had to sharpen our scissors after that, asshole.
Yeah. You dulled their scissors.
They're actually going to throw them away and have to buy a whole new pair.
Yeah,
that's true. I have to throw my parents away and get a whole new pair unless I want to cut the other leg and be stylish. And
those are literally top-notch scissors that you can't get anywhere but the...
but the Walmart back aisle.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that was an interesting time. I'm still recovering from it. My ribs hurt very much. My hip has been giving out on me every couple hours. There were so many times today at work where I was standing up, trying to walk up a ladder. I'm like, "Okay, gave it a second. And like, I would like try to push them in my left arm and my shoulder would pop, which, I mean, that's normal anyways, where my shoulder would pop and then just go numb and then have sharp nerve pain down the entire arm for a couple minutes and be completely weak. That happens normally, but you know, every time they scan, they're like, oh no, it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
You have no nerve pain.
Yeah, you have your arm doesn't go limp and then you like it hurts to grab a jug, like a gallon of milk.
Here's the downfall of that is they're only seeing at the moment. If they saw what your shoulder did when that happened, it'd probably be a different situation.
Well, I had them listen to the noise my hip makes. It doesn't make it as much anymore because I try to do like yoga like every day if I can.
I thought you were going to say you try to do your own operation.
Yeah.
You know, like an ingrown toenail, but I have an ingrown tumor. So I just try to like open up the hip.
I just cut it out myself.
Yeah, you know.
But no, so my hip, if I used to go like above a 90 degree angle, then my hip would just go just three separate pops. And it, like you could, if you grabbed my thigh, you'd be able to feel it.
I'm not going to do that.
Fine. No fun. But
no. But sorry.
And like from this distance you'd be able to hear it happen. Mm-hmm. And like I had a doctor like they couldn't like recreate it for a couple times. So I was like put your thumb like hold my hip like this where you put your thumb
he's in like,
my
hip joint. I've seen this porn.
and if something gets hard just get a grasp of it.
Oh man.
My hip joint's a little tight. I need to get a couple tugs.
Grab this spot real firmly. But don't just ignore what happens next.
The first response I ever got was I made the noise. He went, ooh. I was like, thanks, doctor.
And then you said, hey, I've seen this porn. Hey.
Ooh. Turn it back.
But again, like they did like x-rays, CAT scans, MRIs, steroid injections that almost killed me. Two steroid injections that both almost killed me. I don't know why they tried to do the second one. They were just like,
they're
doing God's
work. They were like, damn it, the first one didn't work. Let's try again.
Yeah, when I had to call the hospital, being like, I'm shaking violently, and it's hard for me to finish his sentences, and I'm sweating profusely. And they're just like, oh, yeah, well, you need to go to the ER right now.
They're still waiting for that third time's a charm. So
I was just thinking that too, yeah.
They're like, we'll get him next time.
They're going to call me and be like, listen, I know the first two times were rough, but come on, it's been a couple years.
We feel like you really need one more steroid injection.
Just one.
And yeah. Then right as you're like, all right, fine. They're like, third time's a joke.
Yeah, they can't.
Wait, did we say that over the phone?
You're like, wait, what?
But yeah, to this day, they only have hypotheses. They have multiple hypotheses.
Hypotheses. It's not like
hypotheses.
It's not hypothesize.
It's not like hypothesizing.
Wow, this went bad. My tongue just stopped work.
Or just stopped work. Yeah, I think your brain did too, yeah, Chief. But yeah,
they had multiple ideas on what it could be, but they had no. They still don't have a solid idea because I have femoral nodes, which is like small tumors that form on the head of your femur.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that shouldn't be an issue, even though they've also said that should be an issue. Repeatedly. So they're kind of it depends on which doctor I talk to, depends on which, if it's an issue.
Well, this is at the VA, right?
No, at the VA right now, they have not actually done a scan of my hip. They were just going off the old scans.
Previous have been
all no, VA. Oh. They've all been naval doctors.
Oh, okay, even worse.
I mean, yeah, the naval doctors tried to kill me twice.
That's,
and they also subscribed me with five different kinds of medication that I had to take, like three of each every 6 hours.
You get.
They turned me into a zombie.
Does your job offer insurance after a certain amount of time?
I can get my job's insurance, but
I would. So you could stop going to the VA.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
But the VA is free for a lot of the things I do.
And it's free for a reason.
You get what you pay
for. Free therapy. I'll take the free therapy.
Okay, take that. But go get insurance to go get
healthcare. I get separate insurance. I'm paying for VA insurance right now, but even though when I was on the phone with them and they said I had full coverage for my VA health insurance, when I got my prescription, I couldn't get my prescription for ibuprofen from CVS because it wasn't covered from the VA health insurance. They only covered me for flu and disaster, which flipping your car 5 times, not a disaster, apparently.
What medication is for disaster?
No, just disaster in general.
Here's your medication.
Oh my God, you had a flood. Here's some oxycodone.
Pretty much. That's what they give you. Oxycodone. Some oxycodone.
Yo, here's some perks, my guy.
Your house caught on fire. Here's some Vicodin.
Yeah.
He wants some Xannies, my
guy. Develop an opiate addiction. Then when we cut you off, you'll just kill yourself by doing drugs that we've laced with fentanyl.
Yeah. Hey, the VA's not against it. It's fine. How many old people do you think are well, I don't know if you would count them as addicted because they don't know what they're doing anyways. They're all senile.
No, I mean, like, dude, like, there is, like, legitimate evidence of the opiate addiction being manufactured and known by even the opiate companies. So, like,
big pharma,
big fucking pharma.
I mean, as much as a fucking what's the phrase for it? Like, it's just been, it's such a hot word. It's been used too much. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to like do like old 2000 memes mm-hmm. where you go like, oh yeah, big pharma. But like, no, that, I mean, it's a 100% real thing.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm not even going to just call it big pharma. The American healthcare system is a joke. I read an article the other day about a hepatitis C vaccine that if you get it here in America, it costs you $80,000. And in countries like where in like India and Nigeria and like Egypt, where hepatitis C is rampant, they've pretty much eradicated it with the same vaccine. And it only costs $45.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's paid through us every time we donate that $1 to a starving kid in Africa.
That's
fine. Where the money is.
Well, no, it's really, no, we have
come
such
give
a
it to the dying kids of America.
It's just we have such, like, our lobbyists have made it to where you can have such a ridiculous, ridiculous percentage of a markup on this stuff. It's not just.
I was going to say, I don't want to sound like a communist, but it's one of the downsides of capitalism where, like, when there is an opportunity to get money through healthcare, then you're going to get the max amount of money you can get out of it with the least amount of effort, which means the least amount of care with the max profit. Mm-hmm. It's how the economy works in that way. And it's one of the downfalls
of human lives aren't part of the economy though.
Hey, just saying, because everyone's just like, oh yeah, well, what are you going to be? Are we going to be a capitalist country? Not capitalist. Are we going to be a communist country? Well, it's like, you have to think somebody created these. Somebody will create something new will come out of this eventually.
I think after.
Eventually we'll evolve into something else when we work out the kinks, or we'll just all blow up. We never know. We'll see what happens in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a ladder. I in my mind, it's a 50-50 coin flip on nuclear explosion or we figure our shit out.
I don't even know if it's going to go nuclear. I think that here in America, we are going to see, and it's like my weird conspiracy brain, but I really think that there's going to be some type of overthrow of something. And I'm not saying by, I don't know.
Not even another country. Like, yeah, it could ourselves.
Yeah, I think something internal is more likely to happen in the next 15 years in America than like not. Nuclear war. I hope not.
I hope there's not a dispute, but if a dispute has to happen, I hope that it is for the better. Like, I hope that it's not a situation where like you fight a war, like another civil war happens and then nothing's learned. You just hate the other side even more.
Well, that's the thing though. A civil war was fought.
And we still hate shit. Yeah, and the North still hates the South, and the South still hates the North.
It's the same concept. That's why it's
so hard to change individual people's minds.
Well, that's why I am so against capitalism. I mean, I don't get me wrong.
Careful, comrade.
Well, exactly. It's like, it's not the fact that capitalism is inherently wrong. It's that capitalism that breeds a me mentality. I have mine. I'm going to keep getting mine instead of
that's the mindset that benefits the most.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you know what we haven't even talked about, and I think we should take a break and come back and talk about Travis Scott Astro World incident. All right. So crowd surge kills at least 8 at Houston Music Festival. This is from KBTX, I'm assuming Texas News Channel. The crowd at Houston Music Festival suddenly surged toward the stage during a performance by rapper Travis Scott, squeezing fans so tightly together that they could not breathe or move their arms and killing 8 people in the chaos. The pandemonium unfolded Friday evening at Astroworld, a sold-out 2-day event at NRG Park with an estimated 50,000 people in attendance. As a timer clicked down to the start of the performance, the crowd pushed forward. This is a quote. As soon as he jumped out on stage, it was like an energy took over and everything went haywire. Concert goer Niera Good said, all of a sudden, your ribs are being crushed. You have someone's arm in your neck. You're trying to breathe, but you can't. Good said she was so desperate to get out of that, she bit a man on the shoulder to get him to move. I mean, the surge sucks, but this is a little bit spooky. The dead ranged in age from 14 to 27, and 13 people were still hospitalized Saturday. The mayor, Sylvester Turner, called the disaster a tragedy on many different levels and said it was too early to draw conclusions about what went wrong. More from him. It may well be that the tragedy is a result of unpredictable events or circumstances coming together that couldn't possibly be avoided. But until we determine that, they still want to ask questions. Experts who have studied deaths caused by crowd surges say that they are often a result of density, too many people packed into a small place. The crowd is often running either away from a perceived threat or towards something they want, such as a performer before hitting the barrier. G. Keith Still, a visiting professor of crowd science at the United Kingdom's University of Suffolk, has testified as an expert witness in court cases involving crowds. He said he usually does not look at eyewitness reports in the early stages of analyzing an incident because emotions can cloud the picture and witnesses can see only what's immediately around them. So like, I mean, you were in that mentality,
yeah.
Like all you're seeing is chaos. That's what you're going to feel everything like, but another thing, it's just crazy. Based on fire codes, the venue could have held 200,000 people, but city officials limited the attendance to 50,000. I also want to think with something that big, you know that there's going to be gay jumping. Like,
oh, yeah.
So I want to say there's probably, like, I think it's pretty safe to estimate enough close to another at least 5,000 people, mm-hmm. at least. But I mean, there's even, I haven't read or haven't seen like the total. I mean, because like I said, there's a lot of it that you're not going to know. But with an event that can hold 2,000 people and only 50,000 tickets sold, and it was a hot shit event to get to, I really want to say that there's a lot more people than 50,000 in there. It was the crowd control at the point of the stage that was the issue, especially as the crowd began to surge toward the stage. The deaths called to mind the 19... What? Okay, the deaths is very reminiscent of a 1979 concert by The Who, where 11 people died, and when thousands of people tried to get past, or caught, like, the same barriers. Like the
understood, The Who's pretty good. Pinball Wizard's amazing.
There was another one, another crowd catastrophe of similar, like this is going off of the doctor talking about stuff. Another one was 97 people in an overcrowded Hillsborough Stadium in 1989 in Sheffield, England. And there's also one with the annual Hajj in Saudi Arabia, which is like a, I think it's like a religious journey, but, man, I could keep going on. This is a fucking long-ass article, and I really regret starting it, but... I mean...
Cliff notes.
Cliff notes, exactly. It's kind of hard to pick these out, though, man. It's a lot of eyewitness reports, but that's the one thing... I want to read an eyewitness statement from this, because when I read it the first time, I was just like, holy shit. This is a scary... It's scary. Like... Like, this is how this person was in that thing. And I mean, from what it, like I said, I'll just cliff note her eyewitness report. Like, this girl made a post saying that she was there, like, saw people going down within like 5 feet of her, like getting surged so bad that her feet weren't even on the ground, like completely lifted up, and you're going wherever the crowd goes, and where it can sometimes be half of this part of the crowd falls down or you get put right back down on your feet. It's always hit or miss with a crowd surge like that. But seeing people go down, and she was like there with two friends and just completely separated from the two friends she was mm-hmm. with, couldn't do anything to find them, to get back with them. And so she tried to get through the crowd to one of the cameramen filming the event. And was telling the cameraman, like, yo, you need to point the camera down here. You need to draw attention to what is happening here, because there are people dying. Like, we see it happening. They're not breathing. They're not moving. They're being trampled. And nothing happened. Like, instead of someone being like, oh, I'll get on the radio and, you know, call someone in.
Yeah.
To just shoo it away. Like, yo, it's not a big deal. Nothing's happening. Like, stop.
Yeah, there's too much money in this. We're not going to stop it.
And then it got to the point to where, like, she was threatened that he was going to kick her off of the recording platform if she didn't get down. And then when it was, I get this, like, once this stuff started happening and it was brought to the attention of the authorities, it went on for another 40 minutes before it was over. Now they, like I said, I've been to very, very large rock festivals, metal festivals, where, I mean, maybe not, no, I'd say Riot Fest, pretty close to 50,000 people. But where, if that kind of situation happens, the performer themselves has stopped and said, I mean, there's videos all over the internet right now of performers stopping their shows, just showing to try and show the juxtaposition between what happened, what's going on now. And it just baffles my mind that I can go to a place where, if not thousands of people spread apart and run into each other as fast as they can, and then are picking each other up, having a good time, that you can't just like help someone out, like get, I mean, I know it's hard. I know the mob mentality is hard. It's just, there's so many things that were mishandled, and there's so many things that with my experience, I mean, like I said, I wasn't there, I don't know, but with my experiences and stuff, it's just hard for me to fathom that this even happened.
Right.
Like, but I mean, it's happened time and time again over the course of history with events just like this. And it's just kind of sad. I mean, really, that's just what it is. Cause I mean, like the youngest kid who died was 14. Like,
and the difference also is the crowds you're in, those, you're more likely to run into people that are, hey, let me help you out.
Yeah.
I want to say this without sounding too cringy about it. Mm-hmm. The mentality of a lot of rap listeners is not of, let me help you out.
Yeah.
So
don't you discriminate?
I can see how that would be completely different.
I think that's more along the lines of when you have a solo performer who is idolized compared to a band, like a metal band that's playing. You're less likely to idolize one person. You're going to be there, and it feels more like you're like, I'm going to say a brotherhood, not to be sexist, but like you feel like, yeah,
a
like,
certain camaraderie.
Like like a camaraderie, like, yeah, my brothers. Uh-huh. Like, but when it's a solo performer, a lot of the times you see more of the idolization, like people reaching out, like, I need to touch you. Like pay attention to me. Like
and not caring about what's around
them. Yeah, exactly. So that, I mean, or who's around them. That's a whole idea of the surge. It's just like, oh my God, my idol, my hero, this person's on the stage. I'm going to run as fast as I can to be the closest I can to this person. You don't get that as much with all the bands. But then when you go to like something like The Who was hot shit when that happened. Yeah. I feel like I'm surprised the Beatles isn't something that's on there. I'm surprised people weren't trampled to death at a Beatles concert, because that was the hot shit too. Like, it's a mixture of like the hottest shit compared to also like these solo artists that are idolized, and people don't follow the lives of like rockers and like metal bands. They don't follow the lives of that. But well, motherfucker, they follow the life of Drake. They follow the life of Travis Scott.
But like bands, they don't necessarily post like their lives.
They're not.
They post as a group.
Yeah.
It's not who. I mean, because I feel like Travis Scott has transcended not just as a music. I mean, like he is with a Kardashian. Like they have
They're an industry now.
Yeah, they're an industry. It's an industry. Like, I mean, look at, he's got a Fortnite special. He had the Cactus Jack burger at McDonald's. Like he is a marketing machine. Like it's what it is. And I mean, he also has, you know, a lot, I mean, the overall vibe of a lot of his music is like party, 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 fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And I think that,
that's what I was saying is as opposed to like rock.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like that.
I mean, but it is.
It's heavily in that actually.
Some of it is. Yes. But as you also said, you look at a band as a whole mm-hmm. and not one person. So you're already kind of in that mm-hmm. group mentality.
Well, also
as opposed to individual mentality.
And when you have a band, like the band has to think as a unit. When you start yeah. having people that think extremely individually is when you start having people, you have the stereotypical issue in a band where one guy gets a huge head about himself and that guy tries to make himself an idol and he ends up basically being casted out of the band because he's now being a piece of shit. Like, I mean, when you're in a band, you have to think in unison. You
it's
have
an
to
organism.
It's an organism. You yeah. can't you
it's
can't
a machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can't afford to be greedy. When you get greedy is when things go down in a band. Mm-hmm. So it's the same mentality of like when you're like people see a band for a band, the band acts like a unit, you act like a unit with the band. That like these yeah. these are this is
and my that's what I meant by the yeah. mentality and not
yeah. Well, and also
yeah.
the majority of hip-hop, rap artists, pop artists, when they're doing solo, or even if they have a background band, mm-hmm. if the band is named after you,
yeah, if it's, just
it's
you.
You.
If it's your event, it's you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many, like I said, I feel like they're, I don't know how investigation in this type of scenario goes, but I would
George
like to.
George Strait's drummer. I should say that. I know who George Strait is. I don't know who his drummer is.
Yeah, I don't know who anyone
exactly.
else in that group is.
It's George Strait. I feel like someone that we went to high school with's dad used to play fiddle for George Strait.
And then he went down to Georgia
sure
and everything went different.
The Gaylords? Mm-hmm. Pretty sure it was their dad played fiddle for George Strait for a while. Or Clint Black. It
was
one
he
of the
a
two.
Kid playing Xbox?
I think it was Clint Black.
Yeah, I think it was Clint Black. But no, I think, and then also, like I said, because you've got people coming out, like the first big event people have, like some of these people, like literally yeah. the first festival they've gone to, and then the first big event that a lot of people have gotten to go to in a 2 years almost.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
They're cooped up.
Yeah.
They've been cooped up, so they're like, oh, let me, I'm going to let loose. Well, unfortunately, they let loose a little too hard.
Yeah, and I mean, that would, I would, who, I want to, like, even being part of that, like... If I was ever in a show and we surged like that and come to find out that someone died, I would feel bad because I mean, I'd be like, oh no.
I was
part of that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the idea that like all these people did this, like yeah. people did this to other people and then just said, I'm here to see them. Like,
yeah.
that's not my problem.
And I mean, I'm not going to say the whole crowd did it because there was like, right. There's like I said, several accounts of people who were actively trying to get this to go down.
But a lot of people watched.
But a lot of people just watched. A lot of people just watched it happen and just were part of it. But, oh, it's just, I really don't know. I don't want to necessarily, I don't know who to blame. I don't want to blame. I don't feel that blame is inherent.
It's an unfortunate accident.
It's a super unfortunate accident. I feel that the performing artists could have definitely handled it a little bit differently just because of, I mean, we're seeing tons and tons of videos on the internet right now of other performing artists handling same situations right. with way, way, way more poise.
I do want to say that I agree 100% with the statement in the article of what the guy said, that the incident itself, like the thing that happened, was basically unavoidable. Like
yeah.
if a crowd's going to surge, a crowd's going to surge, and you're not going to stop 50 to 55,000 people or more from running. But like you said, like the reaction to the event mm-hmm. could have been a whole 180. It could have been completely better.
Mm-hmm.
But the event itself was 100% unavoidable. If they're going to do that, they're going to do that. But the reaction is the part that needed to be fixed.
Exactly.
That was the issue here.
And it's a very, and my condolences to all the families. It's a very, very sad and unfortunate thing, but I mean, shit, like there's a lot of other stuff going on too. That's might, you know, have more weight going on to it, but here we are.
One shall not weigh the burden of one rather than the other. Yeah,
exactly.
All incidences deserve their own respect, and you can't. I hear the argument all the time on the internet of just like, oh well, what about this?
Yeah.
It's just like
that's
what about isms. that deserves respect too.
Yeah,
but this, I mean,
this event is, we're talking about something completely different.
You can't compare misery. Like that's the downfall of most people, I think, is comparing misery.
Yep,
the competition to be more miserable.
No.
I will say my favorite artist reaction though is Ariana Grande concert, where a female fan in the front, when Ariana Grande started, she said, "Wait, can you start again? I hadn't hit record." And Ariana in the middle of singing went, "Did you just ask me to start again?" And she was like, "Yeah." And she started again. Best reaction I've seen.
But no, it's sad, but I mean, I don't want to end this show on a sad note. So
absolutely,
you got something happy for us, big guy? Just tell me something happy. Just tell me something happy.
There were 17 rapes in Baltimore yesterday.
Oh, damn.
Depends on what your view of happiness is.
Okay.
If you want to, if
I like it already.
Hearing of other people's non-death misery makes you happy, then I have the story for you.
Non-death misery. That's my life. Continue.
Man's penis rots after snake bite on the toilet.
Was the snake in the toilet? Was the snake near the toilet? Was it a porta-john? Like,
while on a South African safari trip, an unnamed Dutch man ran into the worst possible luck any man can envision. He was sitting on the toilet doing his business without realizing there was a snouted cobra in the bowl.
I thought you were going to say that he was on Southwest Airlines and a snake just went through the fucking toilet.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
The man was forced to wait 3 hours to be flown to a trauma center, the closest of which was 220 miles away.
Wait, where was he at again? I'm sorry.
South Africa.
Okay.
I was going to be like, if this is Australia, then
the injury was described as envenomation of the genitals.
Envenomation.
Which, dick poison. In a nutshell, started to rot his Johnson. Unfortunately, docs were able to remove the dead tissue and graft skin from his groin to help him eventually make a full recovery.
Okay, so he'll be fine.
We took your thigh meat to make a new dick.
But man, can you give me a little more girth? Just a little more girth.
Just a little.
Come on. Sir, we can't take another inch out of your thigh. Come on.
Take it out of the other one.
Yeah. Take it out of the feet. Come on.
Damn, dude. Like, I've always let
dick poison. Oh. Dick poisoning. It's so
like,
bad.
When I go camping, taking a shit in the woods is one of the most like anxiety inducing things, because I've literally been taking a shit in the woods and had a snake slither between my legs. But having one like straight up bite. T's and P's, my guy. T's and P's.
Not only a snake, a venomous snake.
Hence the dick venom.
A cobra. Like, yeah, one that has, what is it? Necrotic venom, not just
That's even worse, yeah.
Old dick rot. That's a nickname that you carry for the rest of your life, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Time traveler from 3036 makes chilling warning about life in future.
You can't go back in time, only forward, but continue.
Well, this guy came back from 3036. He's a TikToker.
Uh-huh.
He spoke about his life in the future and has warned his followers about what's to come, even saying they are as free as they ever will be right now.
I've heard of this guy, and I've heard that I haven't read up any on anything, literally just heard that some of his statements actually kind of stick well.
In a 16-part series posted to his channel, the time traveler claims the world is going to be thrust into extreme chaos due to something called the Big Blackout.
Racist.
You're as free as you're going to get right now. These are considered the last days of freedom. Your kids won't even see it, so suck it up, because as simple-minded as your time period is, you got it pretty good. You just don't know it.
Hey, you fuck. Don't call me simple-minded.
According to him, the future population of Earth will reach just over 2 billion people, a decrease of over 5 billion, the cause of which being 5G, air pollution, and the Big Blackout.
I don't believe the 5G.
I don't believe the 5G.
I 100% believe blackout. Yeah. Like, we are very due for a solar flare.
Mm-hmm. He says, if he's not mistaken, the Big Blackout happens in December of 2052.
We're also due for an asteroid. We're due for an asteroid and a solar flare. If it happens on the same day, whoo, boys.
Basically, everything goes dark for upwards of 5 years. The internet, the power, it all gets disconnected on account of what's called the terrors. But many speculate otherwise. Anyway, 5 years, it's turmoil, riots, you name it. It pretty much the worst of times.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
But he says it takes upwards of 20 years to get the power back online.
Why?
I don't believe. Yeah, there's no reason for that.
Unless you're like we lose all of our intelligence.
It's like Fallout.
Kill logic. All the smart people. The dumb will rise again.
Yeah, it's like Fallout logic. Where it's like we have nuclear reactors and we live in a destroyed house.
He says that zoos consist of animals like dogs and cats, rabbits, squirrels. and they're considered exotic animals. All the larger species, like lions and tigers, they're just gone. Those species no longer exist.
I think more humans would be gone before we start letting dogs and cats disappear.
Well, like 5 billion.
Yeah.
I need more. I need there to be 500,000 before I start seeing people kill their dog.
He also mentioned that renewable energy will be at the forefront of all energy corporations in the future, presumably due to the big blackout. We've got large areas, hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, all designated to wind turbines, reflective mirrors, and solar panels. It's one of the few remaining jobs left for residents, but it's also the most dangerous.
Doesn't it wipe out like wind turbines as well? Like, it doesn't. I feel like a solar flare would still have the ability to wipe out the electronics of a wind turbine.
Yeah, but it's still like in theory. I mean, all the electronics.
It can still spin.
Yeah, but
until it comes back online.
It could fuck up like the internal component, but the main thing is it's a copper coil, like, and magnets. It's how you.
Well, if you have like a basic one, but I'm talking about like when it's hooked up like to computers that are going out to places like.
I mean, the computers will be fucked up, and the computers in the computer system in it would be fucked up. But I mean,
because you'll still have electricity.
Being you could generating electricity. Like, you could go make a wind turbine really, really easily. Yeah. Like, oh shit, we don't have electricity anymore.
Then why did it take 20 years?
It's just, yeah, that's what I'm confused about. His 20 year mark there. That's a little silly. Yeah.
I think he played way too much Fallout.
I mean, now if it is a nuclear event that happens, I can see.
It'd be really hard to get electricity back up, like with radiation getting interference.
Yeah, but I mean,
potentially, I don't know anything about electricity or radiation. So
yeah, I mean, it could be if a solar flare like wipes out half of the atmosphere, like and it makes it to where you get sunburnt in like 2 minutes outside. You're just like,
listen, I don't understand how socks are fully made. So I really don't understand how like the consequences of a solar flare. I don't know what could listen. I've played games where a solar flare hits and then you lose power, and that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot that can go wrong.
I'll be one of those stupid people that think I'm really smart and then look at things and be like, I can't make a wheel. I can make a stone wheel. It's going to have bumps. I can't do that. It's going to be a rectangle.
But I feel like I said, the knowledge isn't going to be gone.
Right.
No. Like, that's what kind of blows my mind.
I wonder if we kill off the smart people first. Cause they're like, they're going to be like all snooty. Be like, well, I know everything. It's like, well, kill him first. Fuck that guy.
It's like Dr. Stone. That's an anime. Like, if you haven't watched Dr. Stone, that's kind of like the premise of one of the overarching themes in Dr. Stone is there's another group of people who have been revived who are just like brutes, and Dr. Stone does everything with his brain science.
I could also see basically like what's happening now with corporations happening in an apocalypse where it's just like, well, now the people that are in the best situation are going to form their own community and then scavenge off of everybody else.
That's the other thing.
Like, we'll pay you for like, you'll pay us for protection or we'll come at you.
But yeah,
same thing with smart people and, you know, like probably the politicians and everything, you know, huddled up into one group.
I mean, that there will be mass separations of class and all sorts of weird shit that'll happen. But you'll always have a
couple of good people to make the story good.
It'll be interesting.
A couple of people that can save the storyline.
You guys ready for more death?
Always. Sure.
Man arrested for murder of man whose body was hidden in trunk.
Okay.
Police in Spokane, Washington said they've made an arrest in the murder of a man whose body was hidden in the trunk of a car for nearly a year.
What?
That must be a rude awakening when you open up that fucking trunk.
Yeah, like a year. Well, I mean,
you can't even get close to the trunk.
Well, I mean, after like a month, it's not going to be too bad.
No, but it's soaked into the carpets now and everything. Yeah. That but decay and rot.
But the bacteria it's like.
I thought the bacteria would thrive. It'd kind of stay alive, wouldn't it?
I mean, it doesn't have anything to feed on after that point.
That's true.
It's like, because like after
it's like the Black Plague that comes up every 10 years or so.
It's like, I mean, it's like if you leave it, like, it's like when you go find like bones out in the woods. I mean, yeah, it's got a funk, but it's not like it was when it was like a week rotten. But yeah, and I've heard like human bodies, like after it's been set for like 3 or 4 days, worst smell on the planet.
I've experienced that smell before.
It's not good.
No, it's kind of good. It's fun.
Continue with the story, please. Yeah,
tell me more about these dead bodies. I'm excited.
Police say 60-year-old John Eisenhower is accused of killing 19-year-old Aaron Sorensen for allegedly selling Eisenman's daughter into Seattle sex trafficking operation.
Understandable murder.
The The car sat abandoned in North Spokane until it was driven back into the city and the body was found. Eisenman is charged with murder in the first degree.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about his daughter now.
Yeah, I want to know more about the whole
world. I want to know if she's okay.
Okay.
Did they find her?
Is there a link to an attachment article?
Yeah, they got a LinkedIn?
Do they got a LinkedIn?
Okay, let's see if I can find...
Yeah, because like the only thing I care about, like, because good, fuck that guy. If he did that, fuck that guy. I want to know. I want to make sure the daughter's okay.
Whoa.
Because I think, in my opinion, that guy deserved it. If you're selling people,
the dad is said to have found his daughter had been sold to a sex trafficking ring in Seattle for $1,000 in October of last year.
Okay.
He was able to rescue her and bring her home safely, but allegedly took revenge on Sorensen a month later.
Some John Wick shit.
Okay, so a statement from the police reads, Eisenman subsequently assaulted the victim by hitting him in the head with a cinder block and then stabbing him repeatedly, causing his death. The dad then drove the car to a remote area.
The car.
I was hoping we would just pass over that.
I assume he'd walk the car, so I'm glad you say he drove it.
He drove it.
He drove the car.
The man then drove the car to a remote area in North Spokane County and abandoned it with the body still inside. It's believed another person who didn't know about the body in the boot drove the car to Spokane in the boot.
Yeah, it's another,
just say
another
trunk. Word, you can say trunk multiple times.
In the boot. Sorensen's rotting corpse was discovered when locals noticed a foul odor coming from the Honda Accord and began rummaging around inside.
It's just a Honda Accord. It's fun.
His ankles and hands were reportedly tied up and his mouth was taped shut, according to court documents. Officers traced the car back to its registered owner, Eisenman's fiance, and were then told by Eisenman the car had been stolen. But a few days later, a neighbor called a crime check claiming Eisenman had confessed to killing somebody and hiding the body in the boot of the vehicle. The father, who has no criminal history, is being held on a $1 million bond at Spokane County Jail.
I think that bond should be lower.
Sorensen had no significant adult criminal history in Washington State.
I want to go fund me for this man's bail.
Oh, for the dad?
For the dad. This man should be set free.
Oh, yeah. I guess
he did what he needed to do for his daughter, goddammit. In my mind, this guy's
kind of a
hero. I
can't say I wouldn't do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, he in his mind, he's like, this guy has to pay. I don't care what I have to do. As a parent
to two daughters, yeah, I would totally do the same thing. Like, yeah. If I found out someone sold my daughter into sex trafficking, I would beat the living hell. I would. You know what?
That guy needs more done to him.
The cinder block and stabbing is a little too light.
I feel like he was knocked out by the cinder block and they just stabbed him.
His death would come from my hand. Like, not from a weapon, from my hands.
Yeah. Mm. No choking, no nothing. Just
from
repeated
my
beating.
Unarmed strikes.
Yeah.
Unarmed strikes. It's a lot of D4s, man.
He's getting them all.
He's getting them all.
He's getting them all.
Hit a crit.
And they're all ones.
You had two swings at once.
Yeah. So that's our news stories for the week.
Yeah, I feel so better about my life right now. But the daughter's okay. So good news.
Yes,
daughter's fine.
I mean, probably some mental trauma.
Daughter's alive.
I mean.
She's alive, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that situation in its own that we probably won't ever get to the bottom of.
No.
And I'm not going to cast any type of shade on any. I mean, it's a shitty situation.
Yeah.
But I mean, here we are. What a time to be alive.
If when that man goes to prison, he better be a hero in prison.
Has he been sentenced and everything already? Or is
just bail posted.
Yeah. Okay.
So he still has to go through trial and everything.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah. So I mean, who knows? Maybe the justice system might give him a little leeway.
Yeah. 5 years in community service.
And then he just goes down to Florida and he'll be fine. He can hang out with Casey Anthony and OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Hey there, Twitter world. It's OJ. Let me tell you about beheading somebody. It's a really slow process.
Oh, man.
But the Broncos are doing great this year. He does a lot of sports commentating on Twitter. And his thing is, hey there, Twitter world.
Yeah. It's Twitter world. Like, no,
hey, Twitter world.
I don't keep up with OJ on
Twitter. No, like,
you should. It's funny.
But that's the thing, is it though? Because
it's not meant to be.
It's the fact that we've let OJ Simpson legitimately have a pass to that level.
And the comments section is literally like murder,
yeah,
killer.
Yeah.
It's like, just hey, Twitter world.
Like, he's a free man.
Yeah.
So is Casey Anthony. It's like they just talked about this on last pod. It's like these people have
where
this
are
like
they now?
Yeah, like this weird sense of fame to them
Yeah.
And they just go to Florida. You just move to Florida. If you're a murderer, just move to Florida and you'll be fine.
But yeah, because like so many of them are made in Florida.
Exactly.
It's like they levitate back there. It's like migrating.
It's just Florida, you know?
Like, it's really the great Floridian
Florida.
Mecca.
You're only going to have Florida for a couple more years.
Exactly.
Enjoy it while you got it.
Exactly.
Because Miami's going down soon. I mean, just the bridges are collapsing right now. That's actually a thing. Bridges are collapsing in Miami, I believe. Mm. Because they're like just quickly making these things. And the whole thing is like they're having like basically like a mayor will have a family friend that owns a construction business do it. He does really shitty work that's not being inspected because like, ah, come on, it's Johnny. Like, come on. He does a good job. I've seen him make pasta. It's fine.
Are there a lot of Italians in Florida?
Maybe not. No, they're mostly Cuban. Same thing though in my mind. Same thing.
Oh god.
That's not even the same region.
Pasta, it's all but and yeah, so like I think there was an issue where like a bunch of people were killed because they were driving underneath a bridge, like an overpass that was like just shittily made and just collapsed on them when they were doing a stress test on it actually without closing traffic.
Interesting.
They did a stress test on an overpass and it collapsed on the cars below, killing them.
Hmm.
I remember several years ago, there was a bridge. I believe it was going over into Arkansas.
I just want to know more about it.
I want to double check because I know that's a story, but I want to make sure.
I believe it was a bridge going into Arkansas that went over water and it collapsed. Like the whole middle of it just completely gave out and cars were like going right down in there. And my stepdad at the time was kind of like traveling. He was somewhat of a traveling salesman in a way, but not really. But we were supposed to be going that direction like later on that day. And I was like, whoo, good thing we didn't go till later on the day.
You got the story. I'm going to get that damn bug one of these days.
One of these days.
It teases me. It goes from one light to the other.
Just one of these days, Alice. One of these days.
Straight to the moon.
Straight to the moon.
You know what was, for some reason, one of my favorite TV shows? Married with Children.
I never got into it.
I loved that show as a kid for some reason. I loved that show as a kid. And that's weird.
We're just one. No, it's so.
I like that show for Christina Applegate. That's pretty much it.
That's fair.
But yeah, the story was
Dad.
Death toll in Florida bridge collapse hits 6. Stress test precedes spans failure.
Gee, I wonder.
Well, no, the bridge was only 5 days old. Like it was a pedestrian bridge that went over like a roadway, like at an intersection. And the bridge was only 5 days old.
I thought it was an overpass.
No, it's like over. I mean, it was over the road. It was over.
It was
a pedestrian walkway.
Okay, it wasn't a road.
It was a pedestrian overpass.
Yeah.
A pedestrian road.
Overpass. But yeah, 6 people were killed and 10 people were sent to the hospital.
Yeah, because they didn't fucking close traffic during a stress test on a bridge.
Well, that's the other thing. They put a stress test on a bridge that was 5 days old. You didn't. I mean, you would think that. That's going to be built to a point where it's like, it's going to be able to pass its stress test.
If they're going to name it the Travis Scott Overpass.
It's not even the same state, Cameron.
It doesn't matter.
I shouldn't have laughed at that because it wasn't funny.
I'm not giving him this one.
Yes, you are.
No.
He refuses.
I saw you try to do the eye roll. The cute little eye roll. You can go ahead and be cute, but I ain't going to laugh.
I was cute. See, told you you'd laugh.
I thought I was cute.
But not as your joke.
Yeah, you fuck.
Anyway, let's close this thing out.
Yeah, let's get this thing out of here.
Yeah, whatever.
I got video games to go play.
I'm debating.
I got a
going to sleep.
Place that's not my house to go sleep at.
Are you campered in it tonight?
We did last night, too.
Kids stay here, though.
Just leave them at the paint fumes.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping it'll be done by tomorrow night because I'm ready to be sleeping in my bed again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to have a living room again.
Yeah. So you're just putting down like code after code after code.
Yeah. And then we're going to put some like wax over the top of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get rid of them cracks.
Well, I filled in the cracks.
I bet you did.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
Well, anywho.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, follow on all the stuff.
Yeah.
As always.
Maybe Facebook.
Mostly Twitter. You can do whatever you want on Facebook, but just know that. It's like
we're not really checking it.
Yeah, we really don't.
Just know that you can find us elsewhere and we want to see you elsewhere.
Yeah. But-
But every Monday, you can listen to the episode straight from Facebook.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do. If you really want to give them Mark Zuck some more buck. Yeah.
If you're one of those people that gets your media from Facebook, including your podcasts, which...
That's just a weird, obscure concept to me.
Go talk to somebody.
It is a weird concept.
Go talk to somebody that's not on Facebook.
I do watch a couple of Facebook streamers, I will say that. But that's about the extent of my Facebook media.
But do you only do it on Facebook to support them? Because they're on Facebook.
Well, I mean, that's where they mainly.
Because I know a lot of people that like YouTube was just screaming more with. Just like Facebook's my best bet right now. Mm-hmm.
No, like I said, the couple of the streamers I watch play on. So mm-hmm. I watch them on Facebook to give them a little bit of money.
I want to see more couple streamers.
More couple streamers?
Yeah, I want to see like couples gaming. And,
no, there's like
my son wants me to stream with him.
That'd be cool. But no, Mugs TV and Lala, they streamed. They're a couple that streams together on. Like they have their room is set up to where they're like back to back, but they game together a lot. And Lala's actually like, she's awesome. She's really great for Christian Shooter.
There's one I watch on Twitch, but I'm not going to share it. You guys can
figure it out. Amaranth.
Fuck you guys. Yeah. It's not. It's not.
He's wanting me to stream Fortnite with him.
Oh, nice.
We just do with the Dune skins. We should find time to stream back for Blood sometime.
I don't have the ability, so it will have to have one person do the stream and you just monster. Play along.
I can stream.
I don't have the data.
Actually, you'd probably be the only one that could stream, honestly. I don't think I could stream either.
Yeah, I just stream straight from my Xbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just have to take in all of our content and then puke it out.
It'll just be our voices while he plays as well. Yeah, we'll all be playing together.
No, you're not going to see my fabulous gameplay. Of me constantly shooting the
birds. You'll just be watching me play and then everyone's commentary.
Yep. So Cameron will be like 20 feet away from everybody, or not even like 100 feet away from everybody else while everyone else is running through the map.
I'm going to be looting rooms while you guys all die.
While we all are trying to get through the map. And then
I'm going to walk out in the dead calm and be like, what are you guys doing? why are you dead?
Just because of that, I'm going to purposely wait until you get close to your flock of birds. I'm just going to fucking shoot them as you walk by. You son of a bitch. Then I'm going to close the safe room door.
Hey, I don't do all that nonsense.
He just loots. He's just a loot goblin.
I am a loot goblin.
He's just a little loot goblin. He's a little
looty boy. All the good stuff. I don't know what you want from me.
I mean, just go with the stuff you've got and you'll make it.
Hey,
get an LMG.
I'm pretty sure
it.
A lot of the times I had quite. There was a couple of rounds that I had the most ridden kills.
If you just give me the ranch rifle, you can have everything else.
I want an LMG.
Yeah, LMGs are amazing.
It's a way to go, especially with ammo capacity upgrades.
There's just something that feels so good about a single round, like just an M1A, and you're just fucking just. Headshot, headshot, headshot constantly.
I just like to
something
hold the
tingles in my testicles
and
it
kill
feels good.
Yeah. Hundreds at a time.
Yeah, I just like to mow them down.
Watch them all die.
Because what are you going to do with a single shot while you have a horde running at you?
You'd be surprised.
Plus reload time.
Well, bullet penetration. I can go through, I can like fire a shot and kill like three.
Still, I mean, your 8 shots out of the entire clip is...
I mean, it's good for the boss. Don't get me wrong. Like the sniper rifles and the single shot rifles are great for the boss.
I handle the ridden just fine with that gun.
But like,
I do just fine.
Having a LMG is so much nice, especially
and a Desert Eagle secondary too. And I just have a melee that's a knife and I just kill him with a knife instantly. And it gives me health every time I melee him. So
I mean,
that kind of saves me.
Once I get my living room set back up, I'm down to run it.
Alrighty.
So you can, I don't even know what my Twitch stream is.
I don't even want to keep this part in. Nobody cares about Back from Blood.
Okay. Anyways, toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Fun.